Welcome, everyone, to AVA Live Radio. A little COVID collaboration, Staged Worlds Apart, is here. We've come together with Ruth Picker from the Song Tailors in Melbourne, Australia, and Dylan Klein from San Diego to do a really special episode for you guys on their single See You Tomorrow, which I just love. It's perfect timing. Hi, Ruth. How are you?
Hi, Jacqueline. Lovely to hear your voice again. Welcome from Melbourne, Australia, where it's already the next day.
Yeah, I know, right? I was just speaking with my dad, actually, before we got on air, because he's up early and up there in Australia today. It's pretty nice. It's beautiful there. It's so good that you guys have really started to beat the COVID numbers way better than the U.S., that's for sure.
Yeah, well, we've been in a really, really hard lockdown in Melbourne for, it was nearly 4 months. We had 3 months and then we had a quick break and then we had another 4 months of extremely strict and hard lockdown, which was very tough.
Yeah.
But we're seeing the results now. We've just had just over 2 weeks of no new cases and no deaths, thankfully. So it's looking good for Melbourne at the moment.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
But
still pretty strict rules in place, and everybody's doing their bit, which is great.
I agree. And you know what? That's what it takes. Unfortunately, just a lot of countries aren't willing to do that. And I know in Canada, they've been really good about it, and they started really early. So, you know, the cases have really been minimal. We haven't, I don't think that we've even really been up in comparison and contrast to anything close like, you know, Spain or the U.S. And you guys have been too overall. I think you've been pretty low considering.
Yes, considering. Yeah. But it's hard, difference. You know, and everyone has to play their part. It's very much a community thing. Everybody has to do the right thing for the community at large, even if it's very hard for the individual. So it's a tough time. It's really tough. And the healthcare workers obviously are the ones we're trying to protect, make sure that they can be protected by not overloading the healthcare system.
Sure. And it takes its toll, like both physically and emotionally. I know that, you know, not being able to go to the gym and do regular workouts, both, you know, physically and emotionally, I've noticed a difference. So you have to kind of compensate for it. What has changed for you the most?
What has changed for me the most? Well, I've been lucky that I've been able to work from home for my job, but my job has actually been to be on the crisis response team for my company for COVID, keeping our people safe and keeping our business going. So it's been a really, really hectic year for me personally.
Yeah.
But on the music side, what's changed for me the most is that I haven't been able to go into the studio to record because everything's been in lockdown.
Yeah.
And so that's why we were delighted to be able to collaborate with Dylan again across the world, because necessity, I guess, dictated more invention, and we got even more inventive and adventurous with this new song.
It surely is. Second collaboration with Dylan Klein, actually. I love it when you guys collaborate on a song. He brings an authenticity as well as his voice with your music. It just is engaging. And I think that you must get conversation going about the songs when Dylan sings them. Do people notice how well said he is for your singles?
Yeah, they do say that a few comments that we've had from listeners say is that, you know, he's brought the lyrics to life. Mm-hmm. He sings them in a heartfelt way. Yeah. He understands. He is obviously personally himself related to the song, which I'm sure you'll hear from him. And I did tell him the story behind the song before, so he understood how important it was to me personally. So I think, you know, having that connection with him, and, you know, we communicate with each other really well and we get on really well. And so he's really put his heart into the song, which people can hear. And I'm really thankful to him for having done that.
How did you, when you first heard the song, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was something else for sure. I listened to the song and I was was, you know, I think as most people are feeling kind of down and out this year overall with just everything that's going on. And it was really nice, a positive spin on, you know, things may be difficult now and we might have to social distance more than we'd like. And in some places, you know, there's continued lockdowns and things that are making it very difficult just to get by. And to think about it as, you know, that's temporary. There's going to be a tomorrow and we're going to see those people that we really care about and love, whether it's our, you know, extended family or friends or people we've been separated from, whatever the circumstances. I think it really speaks to a universal message that, you know, the human spirit is strong and we're going to get through this. You know, there will be another day and we'll be united. And I was, you know, really excited that, you know, this was our second collaboration. We did a song earlier this year together, and this is our second, you know, international collaboration, kind of working remotely on this track, and it was exciting. I'm really happy to be part of a very uplifting and happy message during what is a very challenging time for the entire world. So I was very glad and honored to be a part of it.
Tell me the story behind the song. I want to hear more of the story. I want to hear it right from your mouth.
Okay, so the song is called See You Tomorrow, and I wrote it for my sister. My sister lives very, very far away from me. She lives in South Africa, and I hardly ever see her. And, you know, we moved to Australia a long, long time ago. And so I hardly ever see her, but when we grew up together, and I'm quite a bit younger than her, but she was my idol. I idolized her, and you'll actually hear that in the lyrics. And I just loved her, and she loved me, and we still do. We have a beautiful sisterly relationship. And so on the very few occasions that she was able to come to Australia to visit, particularly towards the end when my mum was very ill and before mum passed away, my sister would come to visit to see my mum, and she would live with us or stay with us in our house. In fact, in the very room that I'm sitting in my music room, she would stay in the music room in their little bed here. Mm. And when it came to say goodbye, you know, there's always the beauty of saying hello to someone when you haven't seen them for a long time. And, well, we used to be able to hug them. We're not allowed to now, but we would hug and say hello, and it was wonderful. But you would always know at the moment of hugging them hello that you would have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And you would always dread that day that you'd have to say goodbye, but we would just have a wonderful time, as much time as we could together. And then when it came to the time to say goodbye, and I can't remember exactly when we began to say this, but it just happened. And my sister and I have an almost telepathic relationship. It's so, you know, spiritually strong across the world. We, you know, can read each other's minds or what we're feeling or thinking. And just one day we said, see you tomorrow, instead of saying goodbye. I said to her, see you tomorrow, and she said to me, see you tomorrow, and we just said it that way. And then the next time she came and it was time to say goodbye, we didn't say goodbye, we said, see you tomorrow. And even when I speak to her on the phone, we don't say goodbye to each other, we say, see you tomorrow. And so it's the song I wrote for her, because the last visit that she came was last year, and I just had a feeling that it would be a really, really long time before I would be able to see her again. I didn't know that COVID was going to happen, but I just had a feeling that it would be a long time. And we said again to each other, see you tomorrow. And then after that I was very tearful, and I just went to the piano and I wrote the song straight away. Aww. Just came out, literally straight out. Often with my best songs, they happen very, very quickly, and they come in the moment of the emotion. And I just wrote it, and it was about remembering the time that we grew up, and how things changed, and how we lived so far apart, but we're still connected. And so those are things that are in the lyrics. We're still connected by our tears and our laughter. And when I'm with you, all time falls through. We're still 17. You know, so we're still 17. Whenever we see each other, it doesn't matter how old we get. When we're with each other, we're still 17. And those are the sorts of messages that come through in the song.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. I love that. Wow. What a beautiful story. You know, it's a healing song because I think it's a healing song because with so much distance that everyone has had to take on, I mean, it's been forced distance, right? Forced on us.
Yeah.
And in order to be safe and in order to keep our loved ones safe, a lot of people are spending Christmas and the holidays without their family and the people they love the most. And time is so precious, right? You don't want to lose that time. And in a lot of cases, it's so precious that you don't, with parents, you don't really know if you have tomorrow. So
that's right.
This song to me means so much. I can relate to it because of everything that we've been going through. And I can honestly say that, you know, I can't see my father during this entire thing at all. Right? Because he's in Australia and I'm here in Canada. So See You Tomorrow is definitely a way to exit a conversation without being really, really sad. And that's what I love about the song is you're reminding us all that, you know, chin up, don't let it get to you. I know that it's hard, but it is what it is. And we'll see you tomorrow and we'll all still be there. You know?
That's right. And that's exactly the message that I was hoping people would get from the song. It's a message of hope and of, it's a kind of a hang in there message, isn't it? Hang
it
in
is.
There, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, hang in there. We will see you at some time, somewhere, somehow we will see you again.
Yeah.
And so, and because goodbye is quite a, it's an ending, isn't
it's
it?
Terrible.
It's kind of, it's goodbye. It's, you know, It is.
It's the worst.
It's kind of a harsh word to say.
Oh, it makes those, when you have to say goodbye to your family and people have to go back to where they came from, it's the worst possible word. I think you've totally done it. You've written a song that tells us, don't ever say that again. No, see you tomorrow is the better way to go.
It is a better way to not say goodbye, to say I'll see you again sometime. So so we just say see you tomorrow, and then the lyrics go, then tomorrow's never far away, and that's how it feels.
Yeah.
And then it carries on, before you know it will be today. It's just a mindset of thinking, if I say see you tomorrow rather than goodbye, then tomorrow's never far away. And people who have responded so far to it have said, so many people have related to it, saying, I feel exactly that same way. I'm separated from people even within the country. Now, they're not allowed to move interstate. They're not allowed to move between city and country. In Melbourne, for example, people weren't allowed to move out of the city to see their family in the countryside because of the distance restrictions. So it's not even from necessarily even from country to country. It's sometimes within a country you're not able to see your family and friends, and not able to spend important holidays or birthdays, or people not being able to see their children or their new children or their new grandchildren born, all sorts of things. And my message to all of them is, hang in there. You will be able to see them. If you just think of that concept of see it tomorrow.
That's just beautiful. Ruth, thank you so much. Why don't you introduce your song to us?
I'm thrilled and delighted to introduce our new song, See You Tomorrow, a message of hope, inspiration, encouragement, and hang in there, everyone. This is See You Tomorrow, featuring the lyrics, music of Ruth Picker, the song Taylors, and sung by the wonderful Dylan Klein.
Side by side, there was a change in the tide, in the tide. Now I live here and you live there. Separation is hard. together again. And when it's time to part, it breaks my heart, it breaks my heart. So we don't say goodbye, see you tomorrow. We say see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.